Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Avodah Zarah 10. And back in our Mishnah, on Daf Ches Amud Aleph, our Mishnah had listed the festival of the idolaters, about which 3 days before those festivals, it is prohibited to do business with the idolaters. And in that category on our Mishnah, on Daf Ches Amud Aleph, it lists certain things. And one of the things it lists was Yom Genusia Shel Malchehem, the day of the Genusia of their kings. So that was the day in which it was prohibited to do business with them. So our Gemara asks, "My Yom Genusia Shel Malchehem." What is the day of the Genusia? What festival is this about, which even 3 days beforehand we were not allowed to do business with the idolaters? The Gemara answer says, "Rav Yehuda Yom Shemamidin Bo Ovdei Kochavim Et Malkam." This is the day on which the idolaters appointed their king. So since this was a day, which was a special day for which they appointed their kings, they celebrated a pagan festival. And as a result of this, we were not prohibited to do business with them 3 days before them. The Gemara says, "It can't be. Vatanya," because we have a braisa which states, these are the festivals of the idolaters, Yom Genusia, V'yom Shemamidim Bo Es Malkam, the day of the Genusia, and in addition to that, the day which they appoint their king. So it's obviously that Yom Genusia can't be the day in which they appoint their kings. Gemara answers, no. Lokasha hadi day hadi brei. The fact that the braisa calls one Yom Shemamidim Bo Es Malkam, that refers to the anointing of the king himself. However, when the braisa calls one Yom Genusia, that is a reference to the anointing of the day in which the king's son was anointed. And so therefore, we have two separate days. One is the day in which the king's son was anointed. That is the Yom Genusia. And then there is a day which the king was actually anointed. And both of them were celebrated as festivals. The Gemara initially rejects this approach because it says, "Umi mukmi malka bar malka." We have a tradition that especially amongst the Romans, that they weren't able to anoint the son of their king to be king. And the Gemara bases that on a verse from Avadja, which states, "Hinei katon nesaticha begayim." And the Talmud understands the word katon, meaning to say that the Romans were not able to appoint a son of the king to be king as a result of their low stature, which means that they were bazoya tamod. And in addition to that, they did not have their own script or their own language, like all the other nations. So the Gemara says, for this reason, we can't adopt the approach that when it says Yom Genusia, that refers to the day in which the son of the king was anointed. So the Gemara says, what does Yom Genusia mean? Yom Haleda. This is the day in which the king was born, the king's birthday, which the idolaters made that into a festival. And so therefore, since it was the day of the king's birthday, therefore we weren't able to do business with the pagans 3 days before the festival. The Gemara also rejects that. The Gemara says, but there's a braisa which states, these are the festivals of the idolaters, Yom Genusia, V'yom Haleda. So we see that there are two separate festivals. One is the day of the Genusia, and one is the day of the birthday itself. And the Gemara initially tries to suggest that, again, one here refers to the king's own birthday, and one refers to the birthday of the son. But the Gemara rejects that approach also because there's an explicit braisa which says, Yom Genusia Shelo, Yom Genusia Shel Beno, Yom Haleda Shelo, Yom Haleda Shel Beno. So we see that there's a specific braisa which tells us that you're not allowed to do business on the day of the Genusia of the king and of his son, and also on the day of the birthday of the king and the birthday of his son. So what is the Yom Genusia? And Gemara goes back to its initial answer, is this is the Yom Shemamidim Bo Malkam. This is the day in which the king was anointed. And the Gemara says, "Lo kasha, don't be bothered by the challenge we had before that one in our braisa that we say there are two separate things, Yom Genusia and the day that they anoint the king." Gemara says, "Hadi day v'hadi brei. One is the king himself, and one is the king his son. And what about the fact that we said that the Romans were not able to anoint a son of a king to be king?" The Gemara says, "Yes, ayidei she'elu mukmi. If there was a special request, they were able to do it." So indeed, the Gemara is able to conclude that there is a Yom Genusia, and there is a day in which the king was appointed, and one is the appointing of his son, and one is the day in which the king himself was appointed, and one is not allowed to do business 3 days prior to that. But the upshot of this Gemara is we see that they also celebrated amongst the celebrations which the pagans celebrated was the birthday of the king, and that's a tradition amongst the pagans. And so many of our great rabbis have pointed out that the concept of celebrating a birthday is actually not a Jewish concept, because This is indeed a concept of the pagans, that we celebrate the birthdays. And so indeed, the Chasam Sofer writes that a Jew is not somebody who should be celebrating his birthday, but rather, says the Chasam Sofer, what we should celebrate instead of our birthday is the day that we entered into the bris of Avram Avinu, because that is the day we accepted our covenant, the day of the Mi'ua. That is the day that where we accepted the Torah upon ourselves. That is a day worthy of celebration. But a birthday, in fact, there seems to be evidence that we shouldn't actually celebrate it. And one of the reasons is because there's a teaching of Chazal in Erevin 13b. It says, Tov lo shelo nivra misha nivra. Be better off not having been created than having been created. And the reason is because there are more negative commandments than positive commandments, and the likelihood is that we're going to commit sins in the world. So perhaps it's better that we shouldn't have been created in the first place. And so therefore, the day of the birth is not a celebration. Rather, the day of entering in and doing mitzvos is the day of the celebration. And indeed, the Sefer Tfilos Tavid records that he would get upset when people would wish him a happy birthday, because this is not a Jewish concept. He says in the all of Tanakh, there's only one birthday celebration, and that was the birthday of Pharaoh. And so therefore, since Pharaoh is the only one who celebrates his birthday, it's not the practice of the Jews to be celebrating birthdays.